Holos Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové. Vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusenské rádio. O 5.4. hodiny u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodiny u Prijašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedeľa 24. September 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusiniv Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, September 24th, 2023. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going into the Golden Oldies, the Lemke recordings from the 1920s. We have a three-pack of songs. First, we have Zaspala Diochino, followed by Ud Ung Vara Drashka Ide, and then Červena Ruja Trojaka.
Teraz znowu zaczynajcie ze mną w jedno.
O, dunkwara straszka idę w stron koloniej zadeni. O, dunkwara straszka idę w stron koloniej zadeni. Bye.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Russin FM. If you would like to make a donation or get in touch with me, please do so by calling me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown will host their 41st annual Carpatha Russin Festival on Sunday, September 29th, at their social hall located 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. The day's events start at 8:45 a.m. with Divine Liturgy in the church. Then next door to social hall, beginning at noon, the festival will begin and will have delicious Russian food such as kolbasa, halushka, halupka, much more. They will have a bake sale. They'll have raffle items. There will be raffle 50-50 as well. There will also be presentations, demonstrations, and musical entertainment by Sokira. So that is the 41st Annual Russin Festival at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. For more information, please contact the parish house at area code 724-438-6027. 724-438-6027. On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate the 117th birthday of Andriy Karabeles. Andriy Karabeles was born September 24, 1906, in the village of Tibava, then part of the Hungarian Kingdom. Today, it is in between Sobrance, on the road to Uzhhorod, in present-day Zemplén County. Back in the Hungarian Empire days, it was still part of Uzhhorod County. Andriy was a pedagogue and a poet of Russian national orientation in Podkarpatska Rus. Karabeles was educated at the Russian Gymnasium in Mukachevo and the Greek Catholic Theological Seminary in Uzhhorod, as well as Charles University in Prague. While still a student, he published in Russian two collections of poetry, which were dominated by mysticism, a pessimistic outlook on life, and the love of Russian culture. As an indication of his Russophile convictions, Karabeles left the Greek Catholic Church and converted to Orthodoxy in 1932. After completing his studies, he taught in various elementary schools in Podkarpatska Rus, and then at the gymnasium in Chust and Mukachevo. When Podkarpatska Rus was occupied by Hungary, Karabelesh moved to the western part of Czechoslovakia in Litomyshl in Bohemia, which just had been annexed by Nazi Germany. Because of his participation in the Czech anti-Nazi underground, he was arrested and spent most of World War II in Mauthausen, Buchenwald, and other concentration camps between 1942 and 1945, experiences which he documented in a collection later published under the title Na smrtelnom rubeže. He remained in Czechoslovakia after the war, working in Bohemia as principal of the Czech Gymnasium in Svatavy. In 1953, Karabelesh moved to Prešov in Slovakia, where he taught Russian language and literature at Shafarik University. Although a member of the Ukrainian section of the Slovak Writers' Union, he continued to write in Russian. During the political crisis of 1956, he spoke out against the shortcomings of communist rule and consequently was removed from the Writers' Union. He then returned to Bohemia. In his native ruled Podkarpatska Rus homeland, communist ideologies led by Yuri Balega and Mykola Klimpotiuk began an anti-Karabelesh press campaign that criticized the content of his literary works. Although in ill health, Karabelesh finally returned to Podkarpatska Rus in 1964, where he died on September 4th, 1964, in Mukachevo. Next, we have Oy Zabava and Dajje Bozhe as performed by the Slavyany Folk Ensemble at one of our previous concerts. And then after that, we have Folklorny Subor Makovitsya from Svidnik with Dumash Miloy and Ahoy Nemaju Frajira.
Thank you. line. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The Cleveland chapter of the Carpatha Russin Society, in honor of Carpatha Russin Day in October, will host a pedestal dedication. This will take place on Sunday, October 15th, beginning at 1:30 p.m. at the Carpatha Russin Cultural Garden, located 930 East Boulevard in Cleveland, Ohio. There will be four new pedestals that will be unveiled in honor of notable Russins. Immediately following this dedication, they will travel a short distance west to Tremont Cityside Ballroom, located 2187 West 14th Street in Cleveland, Ohio, where they will gather for food, camaraderie, and entertainment by our good friends Harmonia. Also, our good friends Living Traditions Folk Ensemble will be present to add cultural flair to the festivities. There is plenty of parking along East Boulevard for the dedication and a large parking lot at Tremont Cityside Ballroom. So that is the Carpatha Russin Society Cleveland Chapter's pedestal dedication for Carpatha Russin Day in North America, Sunday, October 15th at 1:30 p.m., first at the Carpatha Russin Cultural Garden, then at the Tremont Cityside Ballroom. For more information about tickets and how to purchase, please call Barb at area code 440-349-1374. That's Barb, 440-349-1374. The New Jersey chapter of the Carpatha Russin Society cordially invites you to their annual Heritage Celebration Dinner. This will take place Sunday, October 29th, from 12:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Woodford Hall, which is at 4-6 Woodhall Avenue, Little Falls, New Jersey. The entertainment for the night will be provided by Kontakti, a musical duo featuring Yosef Yorashi and Maria Yorashi for your listening and dancing pleasure. Historical and genealogical exhibits will be provided by Catherine and Tom Peters. There will be a basket raffle, 50-50 raffle, and ethnic foods such as salad Olivier, mushroom soup, kolbasa with sauerkraut, holubka, and much more. So, socializing begins at 12:30 to 1, and dinner begins at 1 p.m. That is the annual Heritage Celebration Dinner, sponsored by the New Jersey chapter of the Carpatha Russin Society, Sunday, October 29th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Woodford Hall in Little Falls, New Jersey. For more information, please call Jim at area code 267-421-3210. That's Jim, 267-421-3210. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on your Russin radio station, Russin FM, for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russin Society, at c-rs.org, or you can donate to this radio broadcast by hovering over Donate and clicking Russin Heritage Radio Program. You can also learn more about the Carpatha Russin Society. You can shop our online store, take part in the forum discussion, and much more. That is the Carpatha Russin Society's webpage, c-rs.org. And don't forget to listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Just log on to your computer and go to russin.fm. Or on your smart device or your tablet, go to your app store and look for Russin FM. Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesia krasny tyżden. Z Bohom.
Daj w mene po urodzie. жінка ся трапила. Співаю, і літочок доглядаю.
Голоси русинів Америка.